It's 21 past four here on ABC Local Radio WA. Now, it can document when you're in a relationship or when you've had a rough day, but I wonder if you've noticed the trend of Facebook becoming the place where you can leave a tribute to a friend or a loved one who's passed away. Have you noticed this, and what do you think should happen on people's social media accounts after they die? Let us know if you've got a thought on that, or indeed, how would you like to be remembered? 1-300-545-222. You can text as well on 0448-922-604. Dr. Tama Lever is a senior lecturer in the Department of Internet Studies at Curtin University and been looking at this. Dr. Lever, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Barry.
Tell us what happens to someone what happens to their Facebook page when they pass away?
Okay, so there's a bunch of things that can happen. The thing that most often happens, of course, is nothing, in that it becomes completely forgotten and sits there and accrues the equivalent of digital dust. But in many cases now, we see that people start to use a deceased person's Facebook page as a space of memorial. So people will post effectively that they'll be an outpouring of grief, and then it may be that they come back to that page, perhaps on the anniversary of their birthday or something like that, and leave memorial messages. So that can happen whether if account is just sort of left alone. But Facebook, if they find out that the person who owns that account has passed away, will memorialise it, so they will lock it in a particular state. So people who were friends with that account remain friends and can post to it, and it sort of becomes more limited in functionality. But the most recent change, of course, is that Facebook has added the ability to nominate in advance a legacy contact, which is the equivalent of someone who manages your social media digital estate, if you like.
So that is now brought into it, the whole social media thing. So it does count as part of your estate, your social media account?
Legally, it's very fuzzy. So Facebook is sort of trying to preempt laws being created to designate whether this is really a state in the same way as physical assets or not. But what they're trying to do is give some level of control to people so that they can nominate someone to look after their page, because they don't really want this to become a court issue. Because at the moment, Facebook can basically dictate terms. They can decide how much access people have to a deceased person's account, and that is relatively limited. Whereas if it's treated like a proper asset, then really people who manage estates should be able to get full access, which isn't the case presently.
So what would you suggest to someone who doesn't want their social media accounts to continue after their death?
It's still very useful. Any service that gives you the ability to have a legacy contact or someone that can manage the account, Facebook looks favourably on those people being the ones that make a request for something to happen to their account, and that person does have the ability to delete it for you. So it's good to plan in advance if that's something that you worry about. And equally, it's good to start thinking about leaving instructions in your will. If you have a large social media trail, often the problem is that when you pass on, people have no idea what you would want done with it. So it's something that increasingly we need to think about, having a line or two in our wills that say, well, I'd like all my social media accounts deleted, or I'd like them all to be, you know, accessible by this person or something else. The law doesn't currently respect that, but it may do in the future.
Yeah. All right, Dr. Tama Lever, thank you very much for being with us.
My pleasure.